We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. And a lot of times I start off the day by asking you to, or sharing information with you. First, today I want to start off a little bit different, and that is, I'd like to ask you to be praying this week. Our annual or our biennial general council is taking place in Orlando Monday through Friday of this week. There's tens of thousands of teenagers that are over there. Many of them are honing their ministry skills. A number of them are doing parts and outreaches throughout the community. And we are dealing with business issues that we deal with every 2 years as well. And so do pray for us. I'm not sure which officers we're electing this year, but we always want to pray and ask God that he would put the people in place that he would have to be an authority. So if you could pray for us, we'd greatly appreciate it. I do also want to let you know about Advanced Christian Training School. They will be meeting tonight, 633-0432. I believe right now they are going through Miracle Evangelism is I believe the title that I saw recently that they are going through. And so if you would like to enhance your knowledge of the Word of God and implementation strategies for how those might look in your life, encourage you to come out tonight from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that it would be in the Fellowship Hall at Merit Assembly of God. One of our board members is actually leading that class tonight. And so as far as the facilitation of the discussion and things like that. So praise the Lord for that. Also, tomorrow, Wednesday, we have a kids choir from Belize that is going to be here. For many of them, it's the first time they've not only been out of their neighborhood, but it is their first trip to out of the country. Many of them have never even been to Belize City before, and now they're coming to America. Tomorrow night at 6:30, going to be a joint service, kids and adults. It's going to be a great time, and pray that you would be able to come out and make that and make a good impression on young people in a country that probably could use a few positive role models. I don't know that much about Belize and its politics down there. I've been there, took a tour of the city, but we want them to have good, godly role models and go back and say, wow, you would not believe how well those Christians in Florida treated us. And so if you could come out tomorrow night, 6:30, service will probably run from 6:30 to 7:45 or 8 o'clock, somewhere in that neighborhood. That would be awesome. I also want to let you know that on August the 15th, we are going to be having a leadership development seminar. Now, this is not just church leadership. If you are the person that we are bringing in, his name is Duke Matlock. He is a personal coach. He does travel across the country, and he is going to be coming in for that weekend from 9 until 12:30 on a Saturday. And so if maybe you're an employee, but you would like to one day be a boss, and this would be a great opportunity for you to come in for a free workshop on how to enhance your leadership skills. If you are a boss, an employee, an owner of a company, free is a great word, and there's not going to be any love offering taken up or anything like that. It is simply a gift that we have to the community. And so if you would like to come in and participate in that, it'll be in our sanctuary, excuse me, from 9 until 12:30 on Saturday, August the 15th. So my daughter will be returning to school that day, and didn't realize that when I scheduled this, but she's in good, capable hands, and she'll be able to get everything back to school just like she needs it. So those are some exciting things that are coming up, I hope that you will take advantage of those. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 41 today. We're probably for the next couple of days, Genesis chapter 41. And we're going to actually deviate a little bit from Joseph today, and we're going to talk about Pharaoh to some extent. It says in chapter 41, verse number 1, that it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. He slept and dreamed a second time. And suddenly 7 heads of grain came up on one stalk, plump and good. Then behold, 7 thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them, and the 7 thin heads devoured the 7 plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men, and Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. So I want to talk to those today who may be in positions of leadership, and that could be leadership on any certain level whatsoever. It may be a little league coach. It might be a soccer coach. You might be the head of the PTA. You may be the head of a classroom, the head of a business, or just the head of a family. Whatever it is, I want you to know that leadership in that position is very, very important. If somebody came up to you today and asked you, where are you going? You see, a lot of times what we get into the trap of is we get into the trap of just maintaining our daily schedule. And maintenance is very important. I have a gentleman at my church, and he says that at his particular workplace that they are all the time proclaiming leadership, leadership, leadership. But he's also been given the perspective that it is not always about leadership. There is a maintenance aspect about it as well. If you go out and buy a car and all of your budget is tied up in the purchase of the car, and you don't have any money in your budget that is going to be able to be there for the maintenance aspect, because your car is going to need gas, it's going to need oil, it's going to need filters changed, hoses changed, belts changed, tires changed. If you don't have anything in there for the maintenance, even the exterior of the car needs maintenance. If you don't have anything in there for the maintenance of the appearance and the function of the vehicle, it is not going to last as long as you think it will. The junkyard is filled with cars that were once showroom vehicles. And you can go and you can look at them, and you can find some that are still in relatively pristine condition. However, they just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and got into an accident. Okay? But you will find others there that there was no maintenance taken care of. And so, you know, when they give you that oil change schedule, they really mean it. There needs to be maintenance. If you have purchased a house, there is maintenance costs that go with that house. And so there is a leadership aspect, and there is a maintenance aspect. And leaders, even, and I will say this, our political leaders especially need to have a vision. As a pastor, I've got a vision for the church. And so a lot of times, if you ever see me and my countenance is not what it normally is. There, if it looks like there's something weighing on my mind, it could be that it has nothing to do with what is going on right now. It is me living or already strategizing and contemplating what is coming in the weeks or the months ahead. You know, when it comes to this radio program, I have to think in advance. There's just no other way about it. I have to constantly be living in the future so that when the reality comes here, that I am prepared for it. And I want you to know that God is the one who places leaders in positions of authority. It was said about Israel, you know, and this kind of rocked my world, because I looked at it and saw that Israel, you know, sometimes made bad choices in their leaders, and they suffered as a result of it. But there was a person one time, I couldn't tell you exactly who it was that said this, but they said this: Israel always got, if you look in the Bible, Israel always got the spiritual leader that they deserved. If they did not have a heart for God, in other words, the leader that God placed upon them was the leader that they were longing for, whether he was godly or ungodly. Now, there are several aspects where we need to have leadership, but I believe that spiritual leadership is absolutely of utmost importance. In 3 John 2, it says, "May you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So as a leader, we have to have economic leadership. We want to have healthy systems and strategies and processes in place. But all of that is contingent upon how are we doing spiritually. To give you an example of that, there were kings in Israel, and when it came to military might, they were very successful. When it came to economic development, they were very successful. But when it came to their relationship with God, their leadership was found wanting and lacking, and they were described by the Holy Spirit of God in the written word as being some of the most wicked people that Israel or Judah had ever had as king. That's not what we're looking for. If people vote economics, then they get economics without God. But here's what I'm looking for in a leader. I vote God. I vote godly. I vote values. I really do. And so it doesn't matter to me the letter that's in front. That I'm sure that there are some good people. Now, I will tell you this: whenever a party gets up and votes no on Israel and votes no on God in their platform, I'm not going to be able to vote for that party. I'm just be honest with you. I vote God. But just because there's somebody with a different letter in front of their name doesn't mean that I would vote for them. I vote godly values, because if I can get a person in there into office who is in tune with the heart of God, I know this: economic prosperity is going to follow. National health is going to be a byproduct of a healthy and vibrant relationship with God. I'm not voting for a pastor, but I am voting for a person who is sensitive to God's leading. And that's what happened to Pharaoh here in chapter 41. There is no indication whatsoever that Pharaoh was really that godly of a guy. We know absolutely nothing about him at this point in time. But we do know that one night when he went to bed, God invaded his dreams and began to give him a vision of what was getting ready to come place. In fact, in chapter 41, Joseph, verse number 32, Joseph says this, that the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God and God will shortly bring it to pass. So this vision set Pharaoh up for an encounter with Joseph, where Joseph was going to be able to present to him, look, Pharaoh, I know that your people treat you as a god, but there is a God who is above you, who is in charge of everything. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And him I want to declare to you, because it is he who is in charge of the timing. And in his great mercy and in his great compassion, he has informed you of a thing that is established in heaven's timeline. And he's repeated it to you twice because it's going to come to pass very quickly. So I will say this, your vision, it actually needs to be hinged upon what God is about to do. What does God want? You see, the Merit Assembly of God is not about what Bob Arthurs wants. A lot of times people have that misconception that the church should be all about what the pastor wants, or it should be all about what the board wants, or it should be all about what the people wants. We want to develop a heart in the people at Merit Assembly of God that it is what is God interested in? What is God looking to do? So many people are going around and asking God to bless what they are doing. And what we should really be asking is, God, what are you blessing so that we can do it? As we began to share over the past few weeks about our school shoe giveaway, there were visitors who were attending our church that didn't know anything at all about it. But when they heard about what we were doing to help people get prepared for school, there were multiple visitors, and they were touched in their heart, and they said, we want to be a part of making that a reality. And so we want to say thank you to those of you who have made contributions and are praying for that. We have taken our largest group of kids to camp this year at 6, but we're already planning for more kids to go to camp next year. And it wasn't this week, but on July the 26th, I preached out of Psalm 127 about how children are an heritage from the Lord. They are a reward, and we have the responsibility of shaping them like arrows. You see, a lot of times when we read that, we think of it with a modern interpretation, and that is that you just go down to Walmart or Arrows R Us or whatever, and you just buy your local sporting goods store. You just go down and buy an arrow, and then you're ready to go. Well, in ancient times, that wasn't the way that it went at all. Arrows literally had to be, they had to go out, they had to find the raw material, and then they meticulously worked those by hand to make sure that when those arrows were released, that they flew with precision, they flew with accuracy, so that they would strike their mark. Listen, when you are going to be investing a great deal of time in shaping something, you don't want to be haphazard about it. You don't want to be reckless about it. You want to take the time to form that. So as a leader, Pharaoh here is faced with this dream in chapter 41, chapter 41. And all of a sudden, he's informed by Joseph later on the chapter that this is something that is getting ready to take place. And so we need to adjust whatever long-term vision you have, because we have a short-term crisis that we need to prepare for. See, leaders do not just wait for the crisis to happen and then they react for it. What Pharaoh was being blessed with by God was information that was going to allow him to prepare for what was going to be coming in a little bit later. Our very first Christmas season that we did broadcast, we talked about all of the preparation that God had to do. I want to ask you today, are you just living for today, or are you preparing for tomorrow? You see, I am preparing for the things that I've got this week, this day. I'm preparing for sermons. I'm acting upon things that are coming up weeks from now. Actually dreaming. I'm constantly dreaming about what God has in store for us for the future. But so there needs to be varying stages of development. But when it comes to that long-term strategy, you need to know where you're going. And our long-term vision at Merit Assembly of God is this: to restore value spiritually and relationally. That's what we do. That's what we have done with our building. That's what we do with people. That's what we believe God wants to do physically. That's what we believe that God wants to do financially and maritally. If somebody comes in broken, we look to God to be able to restore them back to that priceless condition that God has them for, instead of the worthless condition that that society tells them they are in. So that is our long-term vision. But if you told me that in 3 months that there was going to be a devastating hurricane that was going to come in and affect the region, if God laid that up on our heart, we would begin to prepare for that in advance, so that we would be in a position to be ministering, that we would be able to lead during the crisis, not just having to survive during the crisis. God wants us to be instruments in His hands, leading wherever we go. So that's why several years ago, when there was word that came down at that the Space Center was going to be suffering cutbacks, and a lot of people were going to be losing their jobs and everything, I went into our annual business meeting, and I really didn't intend on saying it, but I challenged our congregation, and I said this: I believe that this is not the time to panic. This is the time to press forward in faith. And that's what we did. It was kind of a Holy Spirit moment. Again, it wasn't in my planned remarks. It was just something that arose within me. And you know what? Since that time, we have done nothing but increase. A complete paradox from the way that the natural things would operate, you would think. But what has happened is our missions giving has gone up, our finances have gone up, our attendance have gone up, the number of workers that we have has gone up, the number of children that we have attending Merit Assembly of God has gone up, and that with the number of children in the community actually decreasing in population because so many people moved away. Renovations have taken place on our building. So I believe in godly leadership. And so it says that when Pharaoh, in verse number 8, when he awoke, that his spirit was troubled. And so leaders, I want you to know that you need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. You need to be sensitive to what is going on in the spirit realm. Because we oftentimes get enamored with people's charisma. We get enamored with their rhetoric, the ability that they have to vocalize things, their oratory skills, how, we get trapped up with a lot of things. But I'm telling you today that a godly leader pays attention to what is going on in the spirit realm. In fact, I will tell you this. I believe that the best leaders are those who are under God. Nebuchadnezzar found that out. Daniel chapter 4 is a chapter that was written not by a Jewish person, but by the king of Babylon, how he came to understand that he was just a tool in God's divine timeline. And wow, what a lesson. He describes the school of hard knocks that he went through to learn that God is over all and that God has a plan. And I love this about God's plans, that they will not be thwarted. They will not be hindered. Listen, everything that Satan tried to do to prevent Jesus from being born and raised in this world so that he could die on a cross, every strategy the devil implemented failed, because God's plan will not be thwarted. Every plan that was launched against Joseph failed, because God's plan would not be thwarted. Every plan against Moses would not succeed, because God's plan will not be thwarted. And with that being said, two other things. With God's plan to return and take you and I, that where he is, there we may be also, that plan will not be thwarted. And I will also tell you this, the word, the plan, the purpose that he has for you, for your family, for your kids, for your business, for your finances, and for his church, those plans will not be hindered. They will come to pass. Pharaoh's spirit was troubled, and he said, you know what? I need to find out what this means. Leaders, if I can speak to you today and just bring you a little bit of peace, you don't have to know everything. Surround yourself with a team, with a godly team. Surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are, who know things that you do not know. And when you are troubled in your spirit, then you can go to your team and say, okay, this is what is going on. Let's everyone get together and try and understand, what does this mean? I saw an interview with a Canadian banker one time, and they were asking him how come Canada had not been affected as dramatically by the housing bubble that burst as America had been. And he said, I'm supposed to be one of the smartest economic persons in all of Canada. And he said, when I looked at what was going on, he said, I couldn't understand it. And so when I couldn't understand it, and it was the field of my expertise, I said, folks, we want to stay as far away from that as possible. And that's what they did. And so when all those junk bonds and everything came together, those housing, I don't even remember what the word is right now, when all of those things came crashing down, it left them relatively unscathed. Surround yourself with godly wisdom. Surround yourself with people who are smarter than you are. And when God stirs your spirit, say, folks, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with the treasure that has been entrusted to us? Hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.